This is BI Radio.
Hi, I'm Kelsey Howarth. How are environmental issues being handled in your company? Are they viewed as a cost center, a low priority, or a nice to have? For forward-thinking businesses, going green is a smart and profitable business move, and there's no better person to help lead the way than Andrew Winston. Winston is the co-author of the bestseller Green to Gold, which highlights what works and what doesn't when companies go green. He is also the founder of Winston Eco Strategies, where he works with leading companies to use environmental thinking to drive growth. He has consulted with startups and Fortune 500 companies such as Bank of America, Reuters, Coca-Cola, and IKEA. Winston has also written for or appeared in Time, Newsweek, Businessweek, Forbes, ABC News, and many more. Here he joins me to discuss how smart companies are using environmental strategy to innovate, create value, and build competitive advantage. Andrew, thank you so much for joining us today.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Off the top, could you tell us a little bit about what the green wave is?
Sure. It's a sort of catchphrase we use to describe the pressure coming to bear on companies about their environmental performance, and I think the pressure coming to bear on society at large. And I see it as fundamentally two big forces. One is the natural world, just real changes we're seeing in the resources that are available for people and for companies, and things like climate change, obviously. And then the second big force are stakeholders, or the people that are asking questions about those environmental issues. And the stakeholders are getting, you know, much more diverse, much more powerful. There's lots of groups out there. They're not just, you know, nonprofits. They're you and me in different walks of life, as employees, as customers, as members of communities. And we're all starting to ask companies much tougher questions about how they're handling environmental and social issues. So those two things together are very powerful and are making it something that companies really have to deal with now.
You mentioned that we're just at the beginning. I think most people would agree that environmental and social responsibility is the right thing to do. But some companies are still making the business case for it. Can you share some of the compelling reasons why this is a smart business decision?
Well, sure. Part of it is this green wave, and I often, when I give talks about this topic and try to lay this out for companies, I really build to this point that there's no alternative anymore. This is where the business world is going, and companies have no choice. But I think that's almost a reactive reason. There's many more positive and proactive reasons to do this. And in the book, we talk about the four ways that companies create value, sort of four big buckets of value, and by thinking green and by using the environmental lens. And so companies are finding ways to cut costs and reduce risks, and those are the two areas that we've probably talked about for decades on some level, and companies sort of inherently understand. But the other two big buckets are driving revenues, you know, coming up with new products and satisfying customers, and building intangible value, this very tough to measure brand value. So, I mean, for me, the business case is really that there's a lot of value there, and that it's fundamentally a better way of doing business, and companies are finding that, and in many industries. So, you know, it partly answers another question, which is, you know, is this a fad? I get asked that a lot. Is this just a bubble? And part of my answer is, well, no, because of the real natural world issues, and we've got real constraints. But even putting that aside, it's not really a fad, because as companies find that it's a better way of doing business and their costs are lower and they're driving revenues, why would they go back?
As I read Green to Gold, certain words jumped out at me, words like scorecards, metrics, and data. As a performance management software company, this is the world we live in. We help people make sense of their data. But I wonder how readily available is the data and metrics to properly monitor these activities?
I'd say by and large, the data's not available almost at all for most companies. I think it's an incredible opportunity, frankly, for software and some hardware companies to manage this new data challenge. And I know that, you know, software companies are jumping on this and realizing this in the last few months, and I'm going in part by, you know, how many calls I get from companies like yourself and others about, you know, what's going on in this? Can you come talk to us? Can you consult? You know, there's just this huge rise in interest in the last few months in the IT space in general, and I think in software. You know, again, companies like software companies probably felt environment isn't really our thing. You know, we don't use a lot of energy to make our products. We don't have a factory, you know. But they're realizing that the opportunity is there to sell a lot of products if they can help businesses solve these challenges. And, you know, a lot of companies, most companies, have almost no data on their environmental footprint. You know, they could close their financial books in a day and tell you last month, here's what our cash flow was to the penny. But if you ask them how much energy all their facilities used last month, they have no idea. And I think that's an incredible opportunity for tools to help them get a handle on it and manage to it.
A lot of our listeners are in the IT realm, and I wonder, what role can IT play in all this?
You know, I think, as I, you know, as I said, it's an upside opportunity on some level, but IT also has to really look at its own footprint. Part of the reason the IT industry has been, you know, jumping on this green bandwagon lately is that some data has come out and it's become clear that information technology does use a tremendous amount of energy. There's been a lot of attention on specifically, you know, data centers and how much energy they really do use and how inefficient they are. You know, some of the data I've seen says, you know, roughly 4% of the energy going into a data center ends up processing something, which is what you want. You know, there's a lot going to cooling and space and idle servers. And so there's going to be, I think, a drastic increase in the expectations and the efficiency of running these kinds of data centers. And I think, again, software can play a huge role. I think IT is also going to have to look not just at energy, but look closely at the elements, the literal physical elements of their products and how toxic they are and what happens to the waste. And the EU and other regions are making those, you know, mandates so that companies look at their waste and figure out how to take back products and do something with them. So this is happening globally, and I think IT is going to have to look very seriously at what's in everything they make.
Now, you've answered all of my questions.
Okay.
But I want to know, are there certain things you really feel that people really need to know that we haven't covered?
You know, I try to leave people with the dual sense that, A, you have no choice, and this is where the world's going, and so you can compete on it or fall behind. But B, it's an incredible opportunity, so why not embrace it and take it on and find all the value that's there in making this a big part of your business. So, you know, just telling people that it's far more than just this side part of your business. It can be a key source of competitive advantage, and if you don't tackle that yourself, you'll find out that some competitors will. And this is, you know, this is it's a threat and it's an opportunity. So to take advantage of it.
Thank you so much for joining us, Andrew. It's been an absolute pleasure.
No problem. Glad to help.
For more insight on environmental issues, please check out the green edition of Cognos Performance Perspectives at cognos.com/newsletter/green. For more information on Andrew Winston and ways he can help you use environmental strategies to create enduring value, please visit andrewwinston.com.
Ready to accelerate your knowledge? Register now for Cognos Forum, our annual customer conference. More than 130 breakout sessions and one-of-a-kind networking. Plus, visit Performance World for partner exhibits, demos, and test drives of our latest products. It's all happening May 12th through 15th at the Venetian Resort in Las Vegas. Register before March 21st and save $500. Accelerate your knowledge. Visit cognos.com/cognosforum for more details. That's cognos.com/cognosforum.
Interviews, insights, and opinions on performance management. You're listening to BI Radio.